The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
An essential aspect of the reconciliation process is the promotion of a culture of tolerance at every level of society, including initiatives to facilitate and encourage integrated education and mixed housing. That's a quote from the Good Friday Agreement. 27 years on from the signing of that agreement, the aim of integration seems a long way away. A Belfast think tank, Pivotal, has shown that education is still predominantly segregated in Northern Ireland, with just 8% of pupils attending integrated education. To look at this in more detail, we're joined now by Professor Joanne Hughes, Director of the Centre for Shared Education at the School of Social Sciences, Education and Social Work in Queen's University, Belfast. Joanne, that number of 8% being in full-time integrated education, it's depressing, isn't it?
I'm not so sure that it's depressing. I mean, we do have a relatively small number of integrated schools, but at systemic level, there is now much greater integration in education in Northern Ireland than would have been the case 15 or 20 years ago. And partly because we have had, since 2007, an initiative called Shared Education, which is where schools from the different, what would be seen as kind of divided schools, Catholic and Protestants, collaborate together to improve educational outcomes for all children. So there are school collaborations, which mean that children cross between separate schools, and for some of them, they'll have part of their education within a school that's not the school that they enrolled in. So while there's a small integrated sector, there is now much more integration within the system.
And is there not a significant gap between that, however positive it may be, but is there not a significant gap between that and having students day in, day out, playing sports, attending classes, forming friendship groups that straddle the divide?
So within shared education, there is opportunity for pupils, as I say, to be educated together, to spend time together, to have sustained interaction, to play sports together. I mean, that's some of the extracurricular activities are run on a shared basis. So there is much more opportunity for sharing, but it is also the case that we have a relatively small number, just around 70 integrated schools, which are schools that are established with the aim of educating Catholic and Protestants and other faith traditions and none in the same school.
And is it your analysis that that number needs to increase, or are the kind of joint activities that you're describing sufficient?
So what we know is that the more contact that pupils experience, and this is some research that we have done where we've looked at the quality and quantity of contact, intergroup contact experienced by children in the education system, across the education system, what we know is that the more contact that pupils experience, the less prejudiced they are, the more pro-social attitudes they have, and the more they are able to understand, the kind of background and traditions of kids from the other community. So more integration is definitely a positive thing, and that chimes with international evidence as well. I suppose the question is, you know, how do you do that? And integrated schools are part of a solution, I think. But so too is creating opportunities within separate schools and between separate schools for more contact between kids from different traditions.
The task of actually integrating schools, though, presumably is hugely challenging, given that many of them will be based in communities where they themselves are split along religious or political lines.
Yeah. And we continue to have, particularly in the more deprived areas, separate housing, serving and the schools are essentially serving different kind of geographic communities. So that's a problem. And, you know, where you have fear and a sense of threat experienced by some people within those communities about sending their kids to a school that is not of their tradition, that remains a reality. So that's a problem. We also, I'm sure you're aware, we have a system of academic selection here in Northern Ireland. So where our integrated primary schools tend to be to attract pupils from both community backgrounds at post-primary level and along all kind of socioeconomic lines at post-primary level, what we tend to find is that whilst parents may express a preference for an integrated school, they often make decisions on where to send their children based on what they perceive to be the best schools in terms of educational outcomes. And because integrated schools at post-primary level are non-selective, it's likely that parents are making the choice to send their children to selective schools if they can get them into them. And the selective schools tend to be separate.
Now, what's interesting is at the same time, though, the 8% figure may seem at first glance low in terms of the total number of pupils attending integrated schools. The counterpoint to that, though, is that more than two thirds of people in Northern Ireland want integration as the main school model. Did you find that surprising?
No, I didn't find it surprising. And that figure, if you look at surveys over the years, it's always around kind of 60 to 80%. Of parents say that they want integrated education for their pupils, or you know, that they're not opposed to it. But it's that point that I was making, that sometimes that parents will make choices not based on integration as a first preference. I mean, they're supportive of it, but a priority for them is that they want the best education for their children. And if the integrated schools are comprehensive or non-selective, they might opt to send their children to an academically selective school, which is a school where the children qualify for a place on the basis of a test that they take at the age of 10 or 11. And those schools tend to be separate. So, you know, parents are not opposed to integration, but in terms of choice, they are making decisions based on their preference for the best education.
Lastly, you talked
what they perceive to be the best education.
You talked about the extracurricular and additionally curricular activities that are fostering integration and the usefulness of those. The Good Relations Indicator report looked back at the last 10 years, and it shows that there hasn't been a significant increase in the amount of young people who regularly socialise or play sport with people from a different religious community. It has been largely static across that decade. Does that suggest that more needs to be done?
I think there is certainly more can be done. And I think there needs to be maybe more joined up thinking in terms of, you know, housing and school educational provision. We do still have separate housing and particularly social housing. And we do, that continues to be a barrier, I suppose, to integration. Yes, there's more can be done. But I'm always wary of, you know, we have made very significant progress, over the last number of years. And, you know, we need to be careful not to sit, to not reflect that in terms of our thinking.
Joanne, thank you very much. That is Professor Joanne Hughes, who is Director of the Centre for Shared Education and School of Social Sciences, Education and Social Work at Queen's University, Belfast. Coming up,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.